Yankee Lima, K4RYL Mobile, Mahler Road, Monitor. 4, Romeo, Yankee Lima, K4RYL Mobile, Malden Road, monitoring Caesar's Head, K4RYL.
So India 4, Lima, Juliet Golf, listening.
Noon, sir, this is Kilo 4, Romeo, Yankee Lima, K4RYL, Malden Road, coming back towards downtown Greenville.
Mobile down in Greenville by the mall, because you're coming in real strong.
Was it Haywood Mall?
Yeah, I'm about to turn on that road.
You're sounding good on my end, too. Just headed home for the afternoon from the office. I got a couple of stops I got to make along Augusta Road downtown and kind of headed that way. Hit the grocery store, a couple other stops, but nice to hear somebody out there. I used to only have my mobile here in my Silverado, but set up a little base station. And had grand plans of being on this repeater and a lot of other repeaters a lot. They want to do a more simplex on the base station. So figured I better hit some repeaters when I guess the line of sight's not as good for simplex when you're driving. So I guess simplex at home and repeaters on the road.
Yeah, my base station takes 1 watt to hit the repeater.
For 1 watt into the repeater?
Yeah, I'm at the tippy top of the county. You know, I can almost see it.
So, yeah, I'm over here. Let's see. I'm getting close to Malden Road in 85 and getting ready to go. I kind of got down in a hole there, so there was a lot of QRM in there. I'm coming out of the hole now. But I don't know. I don't think we'd be close enough for simplex. I don't think.
This is Kilo India 4, Limit Your Golf. I'm going to be clear. Traffic's getting heavy.
KO4PXB.
K4RYL.
When you were saying you were down in a hole, let me guess, you just passed the fire station and the sewage plant on probably on the Highway 14 area?
Rewa on my left. Yeah, that is correct. Coming up on 85 and the bridge and the red light and all that stuff up there right now.
Somehow I knew that when you mentioned that you go through some interference, because somewhere around that fire station till you get to the hospital area, there's always real bad static and definitely something's bleeding through.
Right now everything sounds pretty good. It's just that the Hitachi plant. Kind of down in that hole, there's a couple other little places. I know exactly what you're talking about, where it's just kind of in the shadow of the repeater there, and just maybe too low, and once you get out of it, everything's fine. But, otherwise I get pretty good coverage on this. I try to spend more time on it since it's local and Caesar's Head and all that stuff. But, it's really cool getting out, and, you know, it's like I was telling that other station, I got a base station at home. And I've got a dual band Diamond X30A up on about a 10-foot PVC pipe, and it's not above the roof line, but it gets pretty good reception. I talked to St. Matthew, South Carolina on Simplex this past weekend, so I know it needs some conditions and all that stuff, but that's a lot of fun. But as far as repeaters go, this is a good one. A lot of good contacts, a lot of good stations on it.
Yes, sir, it is. And I'm probably on the fringe of it, but actually I picked you up on the reverse. I could hear more static than you, but I could, you know, faintly pick you up on the reverse.
Hey, you were listening on the input. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I do a lot of simplex in the house. I didn't foresee that when I set it up, but it's amazing how many people, when you got a little bit better line of sight, won't be local, but I was down into Georgia, way up into North Carolina, all over the place on 14652 pretty regularly, and we'll go somewhere adjacent to 14652, and it's stations way out there on simplex. All you need is a little bit more line of sight, and that's it, but a little bit harder when you're mobile and there's buildings, you're rolling, there's trees and other vehicles and all that stuff.
That is definitely true. I'm on, getting ready to get on 85 from Buncombe Road. Well, actually, Highway 14 on the Buncombe Road rear side.
Let's at Mulder Road at 85, it didn't look too bad out there. I know this morning it was snarled up mess. I saw that on the news. But this afternoon it looks like everything's rolling, at least on this end, 85. I'm not sure which way you're heading.
Yep, I'm on the Greer end of Highway 14, just pretty much staying all the way down 14 into Simpsonville. I don't have to, lucky for me, I do not have to get on 85.
Yeah, then definitely you are lucky. That's pretty cool staying on 14 like that. I'm lucky enough where my office is. I think if I look at it, the crow flies, my office is about a little less than 4 miles away from my house. And I just pretty much take, not to gloat or anything like that, but I take Malden Road, and then I live kind of close to where the intersection of Malden Road and Augusta Road is, so I'm pretty close, but I'm actually about to pass my house, but I got to go down and keep going down the road and stop at the grocery store. I'm out of some things, so that and a couple other stops, so I figured while I was negotiating traffic and all that stuff, and it's pretty smooth sailing for me, I'd jump on the Caesar's Head repeater and see what was going on.
Yeah, definitely grocery shopping is not my most funnest thing to do, but like you're right, it has to be done.
Correct. That definitely is correct. I don't know what it is. You would think I would be happy. I mean, you would think we'd be happy to go to the grocery store because you can go in there and get what you want. You know, as a kid, I told myself, you know, as an adult, I'm going to eat ice cream for dinner every night, you know, that kind of thing. And then you actually become an adult, and it's like, I need actual real food. So it's just going in the grocery store and having to deal with it and checking out and all that stuff is what I hate. But I refuse to go to one of those services where they do all your grocery shopping for you and either deliver it or bring it out to your vehicle. There's no way in the world I go for that. That's, to me, I'm just like, no, if you got two healthy legs, you need to get in the grocery store and do it.
Yep, I'm a firmer believer in that, too. Like I said, it always makes it fun to go to Lowe's, the food store, because that way you can drink and shop.
Is the wildest thing, okay? I grew up in Greenville, but lived in Charleston down on the coast there for about 20 years, and that place is known as a party location, all the bars, restaurants, and all that stuff, and none of those grocery stores let you drink or have any kind of alcohol or anything like that, and don't serve it there inside the grocery stores. And then I moved home there in June back here to Greenville, and all the grocery stores seem to have bars in them. You know, I'd come back up and visit stuff like that, but I'd usually never stop at a grocery store or anything like that. But the Harris Teeter near my house has a full-on bar, and you can eat dinner there and all that stuff, and that's kind of shocking. Just still not used to in the last couple of months getting used to. There's women that will walk through there with their, they'll have like a baby in the cart, and they'll have like a glass of wine in their hand as they're walking through the grocery store. I get the biggest kick out of that. This is K4RY on Friday.
K04PXB. Yeah, when me and wife, we have always the agreement, you know, when we're grocery shopping, then one drinks, the other one has soda or something else. But just me thinking, when I've seen people there, that I know you can only have a two drink limit, but still, you know, it depends on what you get and how fast you drink it. And if you don't have anything else in your system, then you probably leave there. You could be under the influence of to somewhat.
True, that is definitely true, especially I think size, your size, height, weight, and all that stuff probably has to do with it. And I think, hey, you know, some of the women I see walking around in there with the big glasses of wine and all that stuff shopping and everything, I'm like, you know, really, honestly, if they did hit them pretty quick in the grocery store, they could, they'd probably have a little bit of a buzz going on by the time it was time to drive home, but and that's not good. But anyway, we're about to jump out here and negotiate the grocery store at rush hour, which should always be a pleasure. So you have a good evening getting home there on Highway 14, and we will try not to be a stranger on this repeater there, especially with the base station at home. So I'll go ahead and find where you say 73s. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL, mobile on Augusta Street, downtown Greenville. You have a pleasant evening. I'll be clear on your file.
All right, sir. Enjoy the grocery shopping. This is KO4PXB.
Hi, 73 to both of you.